Everyone on stage tonight, there's not going to be any stand-up comedians. It's all sketch writers.
Sketch and improv performance this evening. Yeah.
So that it'll
because we try and pepper the shows at the Comedy Spot with people that are familiar to Comedy Spot faces.
FUBU.
Though that doesn't really qualify for Corinne.
She used to be here a lot, right?
Yeah, she was here a little bit.
I think she's. You know what? She's off the show.
Okay. Me and you, Josh.
Sausage party. Stupid. I'm an idiot.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Hello! How's everybody doing tonight? All right, good. You don't have to answer me. It's fine. I don't know if you can even hear me. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants for Stab? Great! Please welcome to the stage Josh Kincaid. Josh Kincaid. We're going to have you right here. Josh Kincaid. Corinne Nelson. Am I saying that right? Am I saying that correctly? And last, in the third chair, we're going to have Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones, come on up to the stage. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Josh, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I think you need to flip that on. There's a switch.
You're
a sketch writer. You don't know about microphone etiquette.
I've never seen a microphone.
Well, thank you for
I don't know.
Thank you for being on the show. You've come highly recommended by Condoleezza Rice. She sent me a text. And she's like, this Josh Kincaid guy.
We went to Stanford together.
Did you? Oh, my God. I didn't know that. I did. You know what else I didn't know? You guys didn't know this. Josh Kincaid is one of God's children. Didn't know if you knew this. He's one of, just one of them. All right, very good. Josh Kincaid, thank you for being here. We're moving right on down the line to the lady whose name I'm going to mess up over and over again. Please welcome to the microphone, Corinne Nelson.
Howdy.
Corinne?
How are you, Mr. John Ross?
I'm good.
Whose name I can both pronounce and remember?
It's very easy. I mean, I remember your name. I just don't remember how to say it.
Okay.
Corinne, thank you for being here. Do you have a Twitter or anything you want to plug? Do you sell something?
I would give my Tinder out, but that's...
Ooh. You
know, no.
Swiping right.
Too many dick pics.
Too many dick pics. I don't know if you knew this about Corinne. She invented dick pics. I don't know if you knew this.
Back in 1978.
Yeah, before dicks were invented. Yeah. That's good. You used to just scoop it into... I don't know what that means. Corinne, thank you for being here. Jesse Jones, he's here again.
It's true.
One more time.
I don't do anything else. So
a bunch of... This is all Jesse does.
Pretty much.
I don't know if you guys knew this about Jesse. He's not only my father, but he's also... the father of my brother.
Well, that's... sure. It's actually not that difficult.
Let's play Stab. Wait.
Oh.
Stab. There are a lot of growls right there. This first segment is called This Was Today Once. What we do here is we take things that happened today... and we talk about them a lot. Josh!
Yeah!
On this date, 1807, the grand jury indicts former Vice President of the United States, Aaron Burr, on a charge of treason! Shake
Most
your fist.
Foul.
You know what else? On this very date, 1990, Microsoft releases the Windows 3.0 operating system. How'd you go about celebrating these events?
Well, my exciting day started off by dusting off my parents' old Gateway computer. They bought at the Price Costco in the middle of the Price Club Costco merger. and embarked on my journey of antiquated operating systems and high treason. Because the Windows 3 operating system came out when I was in elementary school, I decided that I would celebrate Aaron Burr's obscure historical event the same way we always did back then, by writing a one-page essay about it. First stop, Microsoft Encarta. Encarta, the digital encyclopedia that came packaged with our computer that has all the information you could jam onto one CD-ROM with no internet connection necessary. But Encarta was fraught with temptation around every corner. Articles with low-resolution clips of classic films, animations showing how physics works, 30-second clips of famous classical songs. Aaron Burr was going to have to wait. And what's that over there? Mind Maze? An actual game within Encarta? Coming from a family that did not have video games in the house, playing Mind Maze would be the ultimate rebellion. Little did my parents know that their only child was being corrupted by a game that requires you to answer trivia questions on subjects that could be found within Encarta articles in order to get through a rudimentary maze. Mind Maze was the gateway drug to future Windows 3 edutainment fixes like Math Blaster and Mavis Beacon Teaches Typing.
Yes.
Well, after a few hours passed and that last maze had been solved, I realized I did not have a single word written about for my Aaron Burr essay. It was getting late, and I needed to have my page written before my parents got home. I quickly found the Encarta article on Burr and pasted it wholesale into Creative Writer, the Windows 3 word processor for kids that came prepackaged with my computer. There I was greeted by McZ, a blue-skinned alien from the land of Imaginopolis that was created by Microsoft to host its children's software in the early 90s. McZ was often my sole after-school companion who would guide me through the wacky world of word processing. But we were in trouble. My copied text only took up about a half a page, but McZ came to the rescue and told me how to increase font size and put extra spaces between text. Now I had that full page and no one was the wiser. And while I can't say I learned anything about Aaron Burr, I rekindled my relationship with my best friend, McZ, a friendship that I knew would last a lifetime.
Josh Kincaid. Very good, sir. Moving on down the line to Corinne. I have to move into it. I can't say Corinne.
Oh, you always have to move into it, huh?
Oh. Saucy. Corinne, did you know that on this date, 1891, Eddie Edwards, American baseball player and trombonist, was born? Did you?
No.
Also on this date, 1992, 101 years later, after 30 years, 66-year-old Johnny Carson hosts The Tonight Show for the very last time. Aww. What did you celebration look like in regard to these events?
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to call you out.
You were, yes.
Okay.
That happens.
At first I was actually a little upset I got this one, because I don't watch baseball. The only sport I know anything about is basketball. Like, I know literally nothing about other sports, literally. I don't know their history, their players. Like, apparently the Giants have a panda as a mascot or something.
They're a
sports team. I don't know. But then I started to remember that it's not about how many bases or touchdowns or fouls you get. I have to remember that, you know, it's the reason for the season. It's about the true meaning of the day and hearkening back to a simpler time when not only was I, as a girl, not encouraged to know anything about baseball, but I would have been actively discouraged from knowing anything about any sport. I could focus on more important things like my household and ensuring that my hair is always neatly done. That dinner is always on the table. A time when family was important. A time without the internet, when we could all sit around and mutually ignore each other watching a single device. When trombones could be sex symbols instead of, you know, just nerds kind of making a masturbatory motion with a phallic object. A time when the president was still white, even if he was a Catholic. Better times when we sent our boys off to fight for the American dream year after year after year after year, no end in sight. When casual alcoholism was socially acceptable. So today I popped in a TV dinner in the aluminum foil into the oven, poured myself a Tom Collins, lit up a Lucky Strike, and sat down to watch a really big shoe.
Corinne Nelson, great job. Moving on down the line to Jesse Jones. On this date, 1980, Namco releases the highly influential arcade game Pac-Man. Guess what else happened on this very date? In 1942, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, American mathematician and academic, was born. How about that?
15 minutes ago, a digital copy of my 84,000-word manifesto was electronically mailed to every media outlet in the free world.
Finger quotes.
If you'll indulge me, and since you've invited me here to your comedy ha-ha show, it stands to reason that you will. I would like to read you a selection from said document. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Yes.
You say that. And while I will read it to you, the fact remains that you may listen to it, but I doubt very highly that many of you will truly hear it. The selection is taken from my chapter entitled When All Truth Is Lies, the Wise Man Sighs in Anger. They feed us pills, telling us that they are our real power. But they don't make the ghosts go away. The pills make the ghosts fear us, but only for a fleeting moment, only to return once the high has subsided. I don't remember if the ghosts were even there before I was forced to gobble down every pill placed in front of me. Did they feed me the disease just so they could sell me the cure? Of course they did! There is no man, not anymore. Man has been replaced. Now that the 501c3 has given the power of speech to money itself, the true voice of control no longer belongs to man. That voice has been replaced by the Pac-Man. If we do not act, these centipedes of corruption will soon be the ones in missile command. And if we are not a defender of truth, if we do not break out of our bonds of ignorance, we will be pushed out by space invaders who claim ours as their own. For humanity's true pitfall is their endless joust for pole position. And the truth has been buried like so many E.T. cartridges in the desert of public discourse. Cubert Frogger Galaga.
That was This Was Today Once. This is Stab. This next segment. We categorize things in segments in this show. It's very different. This next segment is called Reorganization, a Fan Fucking Favorite.
They've run out of steam.
They have. It's 11:57.
Yeah.
Do you know where your comedy is? Please take this existing acronym, reimagine it. Why not? What does it now stand for? Who does it now represent? Today's acronym is ODB. ODB! Josh Kincaid, ODB. What does it mean to you? Please tell me.
All right. Well, ODB is, of course, Old Dirty Bagel. Born Chaim Rabinovich, the Old Dirty Bagel was one of the original members of the Jutang clan. Founded in Long Island in 1992 by the Method Mensch. There's more. Oy vey quan. The Brissa. The Goiza. Inspector Dreck. Mitzvah Killa. Yu Harada. And the Ghost-Faced Chala. The Jutang had some of the biggest klezmer hits in suburban New York in the 1990s. Their debut album, Enter the Jutang, 36 Seders, included such classics as Protect Your Tush, The Meshuggery of Kvetch Boxing, Jutang Gang Ain't Nothing to Futz With, Bring the Kibbutz, and of course, Cream, Cash Rules Everything Around Me.
Oh, yeah, I choose.
Yeah. After touring with the Jutang around various temples and Jewish community centers in Long Island, Old Dirty Bagel achieved solo success with his smash hits Shiva Shiva Yeah and Brooklyn Shmoo. Sadly, Old Dirty Bagel died in 1999 after ingesting a lethal combination of Manischewitz and gefilte fish. He had complained of heartburn earlier that day.
Josh Kincaid, great job, ODB. Old Dirty Bagel. Next up is Corinne. Nelson, ODB, what does it mean?
All right. You may be familiar with Old Dirty Bastards, not Old Dirty Bastard the rapper, but Old Dirty Bastards, which is a society of pervy older men who like to skeeve on young women because they're emotionally stunted, have little to offer a partner, and find their flailing attempts at emotional manipulation work much better on those with little real-world experience. You may have had one show up at your high school prom on the arm of some 17-year-old who thinks she's met the love of her life while he reeks of rum, lives in a filthy studio, and prior to her had gone home every night for 15 years to hump a pillow in the shape of a large-breasted anime character. Well, the ladies have taken it back. ODB is one of three levels of distinction amongst the Cougars Society. It's a fast-blossoming association for women of a certain age who are dedicated to proving to society at large that, yes, we can still get good dick. Well, not we. Clearly, I'm not even remotely close to the age that one would be eligible to join. Though due to some conversations I've had via LinkedIn with some of their organizers and on Tinder with some university football players, I'm certainly a shoo-in in 3-6 years. Each woman in the union is evaluated and given a level of distinction, which comes with a nice plaque and a lapel pin with the order's motto, Obtingat Desiderum Feminam, which means, get it, girl.
Very good. Oh, sorry. Yep. You weren't done.
You want me to shut up? I can
no,
shut up.
No,
because I got more. Like,
tell it. Get it, girl.
Get it, girl.
Get it. Yeah. The highest level of the highest and most well-known level of distinction is the MILF, or Mother I'd Like to Fuck. Some well-known MILFs have included the likes of Demi Moore for her marriage to Ashton Kutcher. Can I get it, girl?
Get it, girl.
Sofia Vergara.
Get it, girl.
Get it, girl. Giada De Laurentiis for her expert handling of tomatoes. Get it, girl.
Get it, girl.
And Selma Hayek for her years of clearly bathing in the blood of virgins to look just as good as she did in 1990, which I will remind you was 25 years ago. Get it, girl. The second tier is where we get the ODB, which is the older doable broad. Sarah Palin is probably the most well-known, having lost her MILF status for being batshit crazy. Betty White has hung on to hers for years.
Get it, girl.
And Catherine Zeta-Jones could have earned MILF, but decided to marry Michael Douglas, who immediately began to resemble a deflated balloon filled with raw hamburger. You could get a girl. Last, we have the whiss-ofs, or the well, it's still a vagina. I don't want to name names, but one might be running for president on the Democratic ticket. And Miss Maggie Gyllenhaal, don't be so quick on that age discrimination suit. I've heard there might be something in the mail for you.
Corinne Nelson. Very good.
Get it, girl.
Get it, girl.
Oh, man. That scene in Zorro, where he slices her dress. Yeah. Okay. I remember that. Jesse Jones, ODB, what does it mean?
Well, ODB is actually an organization known as the Office of Drunken Bros, which has existed for some time now and has secretly directed the habits of obnoxious, shouty douchebags for generations. It is this organization that annually distributes the rules and regulations for all new bro activities, officially sanctioned for the upcoming calendar year. This office is most recently responsible for the introduction of sequins to men's jeans and the ubiquitous infusion of cinnamon flavoring into everything from whiskey to tequila. Hi, Bob.
How's it going?
Enjoy. We're doing a goddamn show up here. Thanks for your undivided attention.
Jesse, to be fair, he wanted to watch a video.
Well, I suppose that's fair.
Oh, that's awesome.
That clearly couldn't have waited like 20 more minutes. I mean, get your selfie stick video from the guy in the back of the room while you can. So I had a couple more sentences here. Willpower through. I'd left off, Bob, referencing that the Office of Drunken Bros, to catch you up, they introduce sequins on the back of men's jeans.
Right.
And Fireball whiskey, that's them. And for some reason, there's a cinnamon tequila, too, which makes no sense to me. We're caught up. Some of the new ODB-approved additions that you'll be seeing rolled out into douche culture in 2016 will include the Afflictions line of one-shoulder muscle tanks. So it just goes, it's just over the one shoulder. I would be shocked if I didn't see that. Brimless trucker hats. And spiced rum in a can.
Very good. That was reorganization. I think we just named our episode.
Yeah.
This next segment, it's called the top five Google searches of. It's actually a fan favorite. they're awake again.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob. You woke them up with that loud video. Gentle persons, please have composed the top five Google searches of the baby Jesus. We'll do one at a time. We're going to start with Josh Kincaid. Yeah.
All right, baby Jesus Google search number one. Frankincense allergy symptoms.
Very good. Corinne, you're first of five.
Yelp reviews. mangers in Bethlehem region.
Very good.
I've got a couple that tie into both of you. First, with Josh. The fuck is myrrh?
Josh, please be the first of three to do your second of five.
Frankincense return policy.
Corinne.
Let's keep going with frankincense. Angel sightings and frankincense addiction.
New Testament spoilers.
Josh, be the first of three to do your third of five.
Frankincense alternate definitions.
Right. Corinne.
Cheap paternity test kits.
Jesse Jones.
This one tying into Corinne's first. Travelocity, Bethlehem, cheap inn rates.
Very good. Josh Kincaid, be the first of three to do the fourth of fifth. This is hard.
Frankincense edible, question mark?
Corinne.
Am I up?
Okay. Yep.
What if I am my father?
Very good.
Streaming seasons 1 through 3, My Two Dads.
Paul Reiser and who was the other guy?
I don't remember the other guy.
Josh Kincaid, please do your fifth of five. Be the first of three to do the fifth of five.
Yes. Can freebasing frankincense give you Parkinson's?
It won't matter. His hands will be nailed down. They won't shake. Aww.
Red tube. Virgins gutted like to fuck.
Jesse Jones, bring us home as the third of three to do the fifth of fifth. Five.
Does breastfeeding count as sloth, gluttony, and lust?
Top five Google searches of this is Still Stab. This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. A couple days ago, Flavor Flav, actually yesterday, Flavor Flav was arrested for drunk driving and going 73 in a 45. Police have composed three haiku in regards to this topical story. Josh Kincaid. You're first.
Thank you. Man with clock on chain should have instead been wearing a speedometer.
Very good. Corinne.
We saw it coming. Friends don't let friends hype their band or date through TV.
Yes. Show honor.
My first is titled Flavor Flame! Exclamation point. Man's laws mean nothing. He survived Brigitte Nielsen. Flav's a Highlander.
Josh Kincaid.
This one's from the point of view of Mr. Flav. Flavor of the day, Ciroc peach-infused vodka in my cup holder.
Corinne.
You live in Vegas. Somehow you have lots of cash. Take a fucking cab.
That's fair.
Second, entitled,
Yeah, boy!
Exclamation point. Don't believe the hype. Less than an ounce of weed found? Didn't search the clock.
Bring it home, Josh Kincaid.
All right, this is more of a public service haiku. Fight the power, eh? The true public enemy? Alcoholism.
Very good, Josh Kincaid. Corinne!
Slow clap.
Yes! Yeah.
That's a slow clap.
TMZ loves you. This means you've hit rock bottom. Take the hint. Yeah, boy!
Very good.
You did the, yeah,
Jesse Jones.
Sorry, I took that. Third is titled Next Season on VH1. New Flavor of Love spinoff, Flavor Flav into Oncoming Traffic.
That was Topical Haiku Challenge, Show Your Honor. This final segment is called Location, Location, Location. All of you, you are all business owners in a shitty location. Make us want to come to your business. Josh Kincaid, you run a snow cone stand in purgatory. Not quite hell.
I did. Let's all go. Right, here's my pitch. Tired of waiting to undergo purification to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven? Well, then head on down to Josh's Snow Cone Hut. We've got every flavor of snow cone that nobody has ever had any desire to try. Like cantaloupe, banana, almond, tutti frutti, vanilla, tamarind, cotton candy, ooh, cinnamon, black licorice, grape, bubblegum, butterscotch, spearmint, and diet root beer. Why anybody in their right mind would try these flavors when there are other perfectly good flavors typically available is beyond comprehension. But here at Josh's Snow Cone Hut, the only other flavors are the ones that are either bafflingly vague or shamelessly using unlicensed trademarks. Like SpongeBob flavor. Blue Hawaiian. Batman. Cold duck.
Oh.
Actual flavor available online. Smurf. Fireball. Ninja Turtles. Miami Ice. Spice Girls. Also actual flavor available online. Skylight.
Skylight.
Pokemon. Tiger's Blood. Terminator, Tropical Breeze, and Titanic.
Ooh.
Titanic flavor shaved ice. Need clarification as to what these flavors actually are? Well, too bad. And remember, there is a strict 3-flavor-per-cone minimum policy, so choose wisely. Would literally any flavor of store-brand ice cream in a square carton be preferable to snow cones? Well, of course they would, but... Hey, you're in purgatory, so enjoy it. Josh's Snow Cone Hut, now served on extra thin paper.
Josh Kincaid, doing a wonderful job in his freshman debut. One more time for Josh. You can keep you. Yeah. Moving on down to Corinne. Nelson, you run a dollar store in Beverly Hills. A dollar store... in Beverly Hills.
Have you found yourself down and out in Beverly Hills? Have your demons caught up to you in the City of Angels? Are your debt collectors banging on your door instead of talent agents? Come on down to Wilma's Warehouse of Wonder, where almost everything is a dollar. You may think your champagne wishes and caviar dreams look more like malt liquor and canned chicken. But we have all you could want and more. Genuine Ohio sparkling white wine. $1. Trout eggs from our very own LA River. $1. Nobody you know will be able to tell that this watch is not a bona fide Rolex or that this purse is not a channel. Whatever. Live the Beverly Hills lifestyle on a Bakersfield budget at Wilma's Warehouse of Wonder. Items in this store may contain chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer. Los Angeles River fish eggs are for novelty purposes only and are not meant for human consumption. Please discontinue use of any of Wilma's products and notify your physician if you develop any of the following symptoms: headache, sore throat, fatigue, unexplained bruising, unexplained bleeding, unexplained pregnancy, seizures, blindness, missing time, missing limbs, or constipation.
Corinne Nelson. Great job, Corinne. Did I already ask you? Do you have a Twitter?
No.
Okay. That middle seat. Jesse Jones.
Yes.
This is the last tag here on location, location, location. Mm-hmm. Jesse Jones, you run a Thomas Kincaid art gallery during the Great Depression.
Yeah.
And you're off.
Yes. A house is not a home until it's made your own. And a dumpster behind the tenement you used to live in isn't a house until you hang a Thomas Kincaid print somewhere above the corner of it that you shit in. Here at the Thomas Kincaid Gallery, Soup Kitchen, Orphanarium, and Crematorium, we offer the finest reproductions of Thomas Kincaid art that you're likely to find while foraging for scraps of edible garbage. These wonderful one-of-a-kind prints are not just beautiful, but also extremely versatile. Cut them out of the frames, and they make exquisitely detailed blankets. For those cold nights huddled outside of homes as beautiful as the ones depicted on your new exquisitely detailed blanket. Use our sturdy frames to defend your squalor pile from roving gangs of starving art critics in the night. Break off a side and sharpen it up good and fine, and you've got yourself a tool to make someone else's remaining fragments of their former life your very own. You can even roll up your resplendent, idyllic landscape to be used as kindling for a fire that will burn almost as brightly as the timeless artistry of Thomas Kincaid himself. Or, failing that, the vibrant colors and glowing highlights found in these magnificent works will make it easy for authorities to find your body, frozen solid by the harsh, uncaring elements, only partially blanketed by the first snowfall of the season. A scene around you that will no doubt be one worthy of capturing by the painter of light himself, Thomas Kincaid. So do yourself a favor and purchase a print today, because food is temporary. Art is forever. And if I wind up on the streets with you, you can be damn sure I know how to sharpen a picture frame to a killing point.
That was Location, Location. This has been Stab. Thank you guys for coming out. Stab, Stab's over. If you'd like to hear more Stabs, go to our many online outlets, the primary of which being stab4gold.com, the number 4, or at Stab Show on Twitter, SoundCloud, or if you'd like to put a face to the voice, head over to YouTube and watch with your eyes, or you can go to iTunes as well. We're all over the place right now. This edition of Stab was recorded here at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. Let's hear it for the Sacramento Comedy Spot. Our recording engineer was Dan Herrera of TBP Studios. Dan sucks. That's his podcast. I'm not a dick. All voiceover work was done by 4-time African-American John Alston. All of our social media was handled by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Wardrobes provided by Jelly Beans and Lakshmi Singh. Lodging provided by my shoes. And thanks for coming out and listening. Good night.